if you come into my family and you get picked on, mm-hmm. know that we love you. If you come in and we're too polite to you, that means you're all right. Hey, y'all, and welcome to LOL with Kim Gravel. This is a comedy show where we laugh about all the messiness of life, and we take that mess and turn it into our message of confidence and hope. You see, my mission is to encourage everybody, especially women, and this show is how we can learn to embrace and love our real selves through thick and thin and through everything. Authenticity is what we're after. And so look, if you're ready, I'm ready. Let's have some fun. Let's live out loud, laugh out loud, and love out loud. Let's do it together, y'all. Oh my gosh. It is Turkey Day. Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving Day, Kim.
Harvest Feast. Oh my gosh. Can I say this is my second most favorite holiday of all time? I mean, Christmas being one, you know, okay. Christmas being my favorite. What's your favorite? Is Hanukkah Christmas? What's your favorite?
You know, it's funny. Like, so growing up Jewish, we never had Christmas. And then when I met my wife and started going to her house for Christmas, Christmas has become my favorite holiday.
It does, doesn't
her it? Her family is so good at Christmas. It's so much fun. And I love it with my kids. I mean, it's great.
Well, they get the best of both worlds, right? But I mean,
my mom's going to kill me. I'm sorry.
Don't let your mom kill you. God bless. God bless. Listen, I say celebrate it all. But this is what I know about Thanksgiving is that it is truly, it's my second favorite holiday, but for reasons you probably would be shocked at.
Okay.
Okay. Food. Okay. Food is fabulous, right?
Okay.
I mean, we do the food. Our family does food like crazy. I mean, that is how we show love. Clearly you can tell our family eats very well. And everybody comes together. I threw my whole family under the bus on that one. I ran over them and back.
I was
going to
say, you're running the bus back and forth.
I just run it.
Oh my gosh.
But Zach, I mean, do you have the traditional Thanksgiving, you know, feast?
Oh yeah. And we get, so this year we're getting like the fancy turkey from the local turkey.
What do you mean the fancy turkey? There's a fancy turkey?
It's never been frozen, fresh turkey from upstate New York.
All
it's
right.
Very expensive turkey. It better be good.
Okay. That bird better be gold. Listen.
Right.
So just true story. See, my grandmother used to wring chickens and turkeys' necks. I mean, you talk about fresh. I mean, they used to do it, pluck the feathers, wring its neck, the whole nine yards. I mean, it was a little too fresh for me.
That sounds like a lot.
That's a lot. I'll take a frozen. But so are you getting it that fresh?
Well, I'm not the one bringing its neck, if that's what you're asking. It's coming fresh.
Wait a minute. How much is a fresh turkey going for these
really
days?
Expensive. I don't know the answer to that.
Dollar amount.
I literally don't know the answer. I think it's like, you know, you can get a butterball turkey for what, like a couple bucks a pound? I think this is probably like 10 bucks a pound or something like that.
Dang.
Yeah, I think it's good. Our turkey's going to be like over $100 for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so turkey for sure. Now we do ham too. We do ham too because my dad doesn't eat turkey. So we do a big turkey. Ours is 20 pounder and I make the turkey and then we do a ham as well.
Okay.
So we do ham and turkey.
You don't do like turducken or anything like that? You know, like you're not out there deep frying. You don't have Travis out there deep frying in like a trash can or something?
First of all, did you just say deep fried a trash can? Where do you think we are from?
Look. Kim, in the South, I just assume you got the metal trash can, you're filling.
First of all, you have just called it right because I have a big metal trash can in the back that my second husband, I call him my honeydew husband, John. Uh-huh. I can't live without John.
Oh my gosh.
I can't live without John. He fixes everything around our house, everything, but he burns trash back there. So you're not too far off of how that possibly could be. So, look, okay. No, we do not bonfire it or deep fry it.
Bonfire out a burning trash pile? You just got your turkey.
Listen, we're eco-friendly around here.
Oh, my gosh.
So we do brine it. I brine it for 3 or 4 days.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's the side dishes to me that just take it over the top.
Yes.
Favorite side dish? Go.
Mashed potatoes with gravy. Just gravy. I say gravy. Kim? This is how I eat Thanksgiving.
Guzzle gravy.
Legitimately, I fill my plate and then I just take the gravy I just go like
and
this.
Just pour it over everything. I know.
It's on the stuffing.
I know.
It's on the, it's on the, like beans. It's on everything. Yeah.
Well, my mother makes a cornbread dressing in the crock pot with shredded chicken. Mm-hmm. I actually just taped something for our social media. Maybe we should post it here, the whole recipe and how to make it. That's probably my favorite. And my second favorite is have you ever heard of rutabagas?
Yeah.
It's a rutabaga.
How do you
vegetable?
Do rutabagas?
We
I don't know if I've ever had them. I've heard of them.
Say that again. You didn't bless your heart. It sounded so New York when you said it. Rutabagas.
What do you do with rutabagas?
It's a root. You just chop it up and you just boil it to death until they're nice and soft. They're so good. If anybody's never tried it. So those are my two favorites. I only get it once a year. My mom makes rutabagas every Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Just for me and my nephew. We're the only two that like it. It's so good.
Okay. All right.
Sounds like you and I are...
My kids are
what are your kids like?
Parsnips right now, which is weird, right? Do you ever have parsnips?
Okay, first of all, you have some bougie kids that are into parsnips. My kids are into chicken nuggets and french fries. So how did you make that happen? That is...
I mean, into is a strong
They will eat.
Word.
They will
sometimes eat. I mean, look, I have kids who like sometimes they push back on mac and cheese. Like, you know...
Look, that's not a bad thing. But yeah, we make it all. There's so many. And then I buy big Tupperware dishes and everybody goes home with leftovers.
Because
there's nothing better than at like 9:30... You've got your Christmas movies on or you're watching the best. I cannot wait because I think we're going Thanksgiving Day to go see Wakanda Forever.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my God. That's my son's favorite. We absolutely loved Black Panther. And so we're going to see Wakanda Forever Thanksgiving Day. But we always like have our leftovers when we come back from the movies or after watching the movies. We heat it up.
As long as you're not those people who are like bringing the outside food into the movie theater, like it's cool if it's candy, but like you're like, oh, I have this egg salad sandwich that I'm going to eat in
totally
the movie theater.
We totally do that.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, we totally do that.
All right.
Don't listen, you're judging my barrel in my buffet at the movie. I don't know.
This is a really judgmental Thanksgiving. I actually think a lot of people have judgmental Thanksgiving.
A lot of people have a hard time just being around family because a lot of times, you know, these holiday moments, there's some family members that it's so beautiful. Family is because a lot of times we have to love them, but we don't like them, you know. And this year I've got all the nieces and nephews and they're bringing their boyfriends or girlfriends over to the, you know, and so it's we don't really know them that well. And our family, and you know, our family, Zach, we're pretty much like, you better jump in and start swimming because if you don't, you're going
drown. Yeah, it's a sink or swim for
sure. So I feel really, really bad for these guys that are coming used to our family. We get them in. We're going to initiate them to straight up Thanksgiving.
What do you think?
Just straight up.
Okay, this is what I want to think about. What do you think the pep talk that your like cousin is giving the significant other like before they get in? Like in the car on the way and they're like, okay, like when you get in there.
That's a good question. We probably should have them on to say, because both my niece and my nephew, they're a little like, they're not as gregarious as the rest of us. They're a little bit more introverted. Yeah. And so they take after my sister's spouse and, you know, Travis' side of the family. They don't take after our side. So they're probably saying, look, they argue a lot. They pick on each other a lot. They're very loud, but we all love each other. We really, really do. It takes a minute for people to, if you come into my family and you get picked on, know that we love you. If you come in and we're too polite to you, that means you're all right. But if you come in and we like, what you got, old girl? What?
You're
do
in.
We do
then
something
you're in.
All that?
Yeah.
You're in. That means we love you.
If you could take it.
If we start talking.
And you could give it back, right? You want to be able to like.
If you can give it back, they're getting married. Y'all, what are your springtime goals? I mean, mine is to stay healthy and to keep my weight off and to love my Factor meals because they are calorie smart meals and they have helped me so much with my portion control and to support our show and to support your own health. And just for our listeners, you get 50% off your first box of Factor Meals and 20% off your next one by visiting factormeals.com/Kim50 and use code Kim50 at checkout. Listen, Factor Meals are fresh. They're never frozen. They're chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. And the most important part, they taste so good that even my kids steal them from me. Before Factor, when I needed a fast meal, I would hit the drive-thru. Well, not anymore, because they have popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan and Veggie. I mean, they're tailored to you and your schedule. And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. Head on over to factormeals.com/Kim50 and use code Kim50 to get 50% off your first box, plus an extra 20 off of your next box. That's code Kim50 at factormeals.com/Kim50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Try Factor Meals, get healthy, and get full. They're good, y'all. This episode is sponsored by ZocDoc. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book your appointment with them online. Seriously, y'all, it's totally free and it only takes a few seconds to search for and book an appointment with a great doctor in your area who takes your insurance. And can I say, I just did it last week and it was the easiest thing. It's so hard to find good doctors, but they like at your fingertips, you have a list of doctors in your network and in your area. So what are you waiting for? Go to ZocDoc.com/Kim or download their free app and check it out for yourself. I love telling people about ZocDoc because I use it. I love it. It's so easy and it is super fast, y'all. When you go to ZocDoc.com/Kim, you're also supporting our show at the same time that you're supporting your health for free. So it's a win-win, y'all. Find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/Kim, ZocDoc.com/Kim to find a doctor in your area, fast and free. Hey, y'all, this is Kim Gravel, and I just want to take this opportunity to tell you that we make this show for all of us to be in community together, and I want to hear your opinion about it. So we made a short listener survey that we want to know what you think about what you want to hear on future episodes of LOL with Kim Gravel. It would mean so much to me to hear what you want on the show, and I'm going to read every single response. So just click on the link in the show notes. It'll only take about 5 minutes because we want to hear what you have to say about this community. Thanks, y'all. Love y'all.
Kim, we didn't even get to the thing I wanted to talk to you about. I feel like...
Oh, tell me. I didn't even know we had a plan. Go ahead. What you got?
I came into this thinking like how hard it's been for me this year to feel thankful, right? Like, and I start to feel like my kids coming home with projects about, oh, I'm thankful for this and I'm thankful for that from school. And I'm just like, man, I'm always comparing myself to other people. And I'm always like having trouble just sitting back and being like, my life is pretty good. Like I have a lot to be thankful for. And I feel like I can't be the only person that feels this way, right?
That's a good point. I think we're always hearing about we've got to be grateful and be thankful. And that's so true. But a lot of times, how does it become a sincere moment for us, right? How do we really look at our lives and look at our blessings that's around us? And I always think about, I don't think comparison is the right word, Zach, and you do look around everybody, but that might work in this case. I mean, you can look around at everyone and find someone who is better off than you or worse off than you. But the thing is, there's nobody that is you. You're only you. So that is where you start, in my opinion, and what I do, where I come from with my grateful heart, is just say, you know, God, thank you so much for my many blessings, but thank you for allowing me to recognize that I am unique, fearfully and wonderfully made by you. And so everything else pales in comparison when you start looking at your own life and understanding you're unique and one of a kind, and how could you be of service to everyone else around you? It's not about just about being grateful. It's about recognizing your uniqueness. And in that, I think the thankfulness overflows. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Well, when you said how you could be of service, I feel like that really, I now feel, I get that now, right? I can be thankful for the way that I've made other people feel this year.
Oh, I'm so thankful for you, Zach. You have blessed my life beyond comparison. You're like a brother. You're like a dear friend, someone I value so much, your talents, your gifts. I'm grateful for you and your uniqueness and how God has brought us together to really encourage other people through this podcast. So I love you.
Thank
and
you,
y'all, Kim. Everybody listening, happy Thanksgiving. Don't eat too much. And I hope you got a bougie bird too, like that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Wait, hold on. I want to end it with this.
Do it.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hold on, I screwed that up. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. So turkey. Bye, y'all.
It's your bougie bird. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
LOL with Kim Gravel.
LOL is produced and edited by Zach Miller at Uncommon Audio. Our associate producer is Kathleen Grant, the brunette exec. Production help from Emily Breeden. Our cover art is designed by Sarah Noto. A special thanks to all the team members at QVC Plus. And thank you for listening. I love you.